FMB.
San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money, Not Theirs. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future. Now, It's Your Money, Not Theirs on Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
All right, good evening. Welcome. I'm Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer. Welcome to It's Your Money, Not Theirs on this terrific Sunday, April 29th, 2012. 50,000 watts of power, not just reaching San Diego County, but also Orange County, Los Angeles County, up to Seattle, and out to the desert. And it's time to my pleasure to introduce my co-host, an illustrious family office guy and marathon runner, extraordinaire CPA Richard Muzio. Richard, good evening. How are you doing?
Good evening, Joe. Doing marvelously. We're here at the DoubleTree Hotel tonight. Very special event.
It's very, very much so. Very much so. Well, of course, you ran a marathon today, a half marathon today.
No, I just did a half. My doctor cleared me on Friday. I did Boston Marathon 13 days ago. I didn't know if I was going to be able to go 13.1 miles today, but my doctor said as long as I took it easy, go ahead and try it. So I did, and things came out okay.
Now, you lost 11 pounds in Boston.
I lost 11 pounds
in
Boston.
Did you get any back yet?
I've got about half of it back.
Okay. All right. So then we'll call you halfback. Just
halfback.
With the football theme.
I'm a halfback. Yeah. They don't have that position anymore. Now it's just running back.
No, they don't. But they don't have a lot of things anymore. And that's what we learned about tonight, because we have two wonderful guests, hopefully a third if he sticks around. But actually today we had the premiere event of the San Diego Smart Screen Film Series, and the launch event featured a film called Third and Long, the History of African Americans in Pro Football from 1946 to 89. And it was at the Ultrastar Cinemas, Mission Valley Hazard Center. And the filmmaker flew out from New York this morning, 3:30 a.m. our time, to be with us today. And she's terrific. Her name is Teresa Moore, Harvard graduate, track star, filmmaker. What else can I say? But she's sitting to our immediate left right now. She's to our immediate left. And Teresa, welcome. It's such a pleasure to have you here tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you for letting me join you.
Well, it was just a tremendous experience. And our other guest, I guess I should introduce, right, Richard?
You should do that, Joe.
City.
since today is his day in San Diego City.
Well, you're absolutely right. We have probably one of the greatest Chargers who ever played the game sitting with us. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He was the second football player in the AFL inducted into the Hall of Fame, 1979. He played in the 60s. He helped San Diego win its only professional football championship. A one-man wrecking crew. I did my homework. He actually, on one play in that 51-10 demolition of the Boston Patriots in January of 64, he actually took out three players on one play himself in our run, I don't know if it was fullback or running back, he'll tell us later, ran for a touchdown. But anyway, it's my honor and pleasure and privilege to introduce Ron Mix. So, Ron, so great to have you here.
You know something? Oh, there it went back on.
Okay.
You know, now it's, how is it? Is it coming through?
Yeah.
You guys hear it?
You guys are good.
Yeah. Can you hear?
Wow.
I could turn it up a little bit. Okay.
But you know, all those nice and true things you said about Teresa, but knowing women, if you also pointed out that she's very attractive, that's what she would remember most, because through all of that, I'm sure she's just as shallow as the rest of us.
I thought she would remember receiving the History of the Chargers DVD signed by you and Hank Bauer tonight. So
I do. It was a highlight.
I was going to get you a dozen roses, but those die, and that never will.
It's all good. I got a chocolate chip cookie today, so it's all good.
So now, Ron, this film aired on CBS in December. You hadn't seen it yet, had you?
No, tonight was the first time that I'd seen it, although my law practice is workers' comp for retired athletes, and I probably have like 900 cases pending at any one time, and my clients are from all over the United States, and a lot of my clients saw it and called me up.
Really?
Said nice things, said great things about the film and nice things to me about my role in the New Orleans All-Star game.
Yeah. So now, Teresa was a history major at Harvard, and at some point got some inspiration to make this film. Is this the first film you've ever made, or did you take some classes? I mean, where did you get the skill set to undertake this project?
I worked at ESPN before I started my own production company, and created some programming when I was there. and at one point was overseeing the whole team for some programming and thought I knew what I was doing, and one of my good friends said, you have no clue what you're doing. And so I actually started to take some classes at NYU, and so the first class I took was how to develop a show, how to produce a show, entertainment law, and finally the final one that I took was how to create your own production company. So I'd go to class, and I'd then all week long I'd set it up, and so ultimately decided to take the plunge because there were lots of sports stories and non-sports stories that I wanted to tell and wanted to have the freedom to do it without the confine of a network.
And for those out there who haven't seen the film yet, it pretty much chronicles the history of African Americans in pro football and a lot of the barriers that were erected, you know, in a lot of, you know, obviously in a lot of scenarios back in the day. And everybody in the theater tonight said all the NFL rookies and the ones getting drafted need to see this, and of course others had said the whole country needs to see this, and maybe they'll have some more opportunities. But you know, you went to NYU to take additional classes. This gentleman, Ron Mix, was playing football and decides to go to law school at night while you were playing, right, Ron?
Yes, I did, yeah.
In the 60s.
Well, the truth is that I was an excellent student in high school, but when I got to USC on a football scholarship, I just fell completely into the football culture, and all I wanted to do was play and do enough to get by in classroom. And when I finished at SC, I knew I'd blown the chance for a good education. So I started to go to law school at night while I was playing.
And where did you go?
University of San Diego.
Okay, so they had a night program then in the 60s?
And they still do.
Yeah.
And now our youngest daughter, Darcy, she's a police detective in San Francisco, but she's been going to law school at night for the last 4 years, and she's graduating May 18th.
Wow.
Congratulations, Darcy.
She's graduating law school May 18th?
Yes.
Where, up north? Or?
Golden Gate.
Golden Gate, wow, congratulations. So what year did you graduate law school, Ron?
I think it was 1969.
Wow. And they came up with this term, intellectual assassin. What does that mean? I mean, that sounds pretty insidious or whatever. I mean, not only you beat them physically, but mentally? Is that what that meant? Or?
Well, you know, when my line coach first gave me that nickname, I kind of thought it was silly and contrived. But now I'm very fond of it. Yes, I'm very fond of it.
But what did that mean? Like you would get inside people's heads?
It was because I was going to law school at night, I really was very interested in world affairs, and our line coach was very up on what was going on in the world, and we'd talk about things, and so that was the intellectual side of it, and the assassin side of it is I had a style of play for an offensive lineman that was unusual. It was very, very aggressive.
Yeah.
Well, Ron, is it true you were only called for two holding penalties in your entire career?
And this is going to sound...
Were they both good calls or not?
No, they weren't.
Okay.
But I'm serious. They really were not. And it was going to sound flippant when I said they were bad calls, but they really were. This is going to sound holier than thou, but I didn't hold. And I don't know how you can take pleasure and satisfaction in doing something if you're cheating. That's just the way I felt.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's terrific. So
two bad calls. So the Zebras were 0-2 in terms of your entire career.
They absolutely.
Yep. Okay.
Now, I have to admit something. I was a bigot. I was a bigot against Al Davis until I learned about him in this movie, because most San Diego, you know, I moved here in 77. I've been a Chargers fan my whole life. And, of course, Al Davis was the Raiders are the team we love to hate. But I had no idea he was on the same page as Sid Gilman and the Chargers as far as integrating the league. So
he was always one of my heroes because I grew up in Berkeley, which is right next door to Oakland. And in the 60s, when he brought in Daryl LaMonica, he brought in some amazing talent, including black players like Warren Wells and George Atkinson and so on, and turned that franchise from being a laughingstock of the AFL to... near the end of the AFL era, one of the best teams in the league.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, what's amazing, too, is that you then, you know, because people talk about coaching trees, but you look at these coaching trees of people that came out of it with these philosophies that then spread to other places. So we talk about Chuck Knoll then going to Pittsburgh and the team that he shaped there, you know.
Bill Walsh has one. And then a lot came out of the Chargers here. I mean, look, Al Davis, I learned Monday when Ron was on the radio that, you know, Al Davis was a coach at USC, at the Chargers. We had Chuck Noll come through our program, goes on to get four Super Bowls in Pittsburgh. So I still say all roads to the Super Bowl emanate from San Diego.
Don't forget John Madden came out of San Diego.
No, that's true. But let me just tell you briefly about Al Davis. He is the best friend of football players we've ever had. He's hired more former athletes. He did hire more former athletes that for coaching positions, scouting positions, front office positions that probably any other three coaches combined or general managers or owners combined. There has never been a time, if I didn't call to his attention, that one of his former players was having financial problems that Al didn't step through and contribute to help him out.
Huh. And that was one of the things that was unfortunate, is that we had hoped to interview Mr. Davis for the project, and his health was just failing at the time. And so, unfortunately, we weren't able to get him. But so many people spoke about his influence on and off the field.
But you know, you've got to have Teresa tell the public how they can order her film.
We will.
At her website, because it's just a brilliant film, and it's historical in every way. But beyond that, she's had interviews with just some of the greatest athletes that ever existed in the country. It's amazing that she had access to them.
Well, I'm hoping when the DVD comes out, maybe Amazon will have it too, perhaps.
Right, and what we're doing right now is we're working on a distribution deal that will have it available in multiple places, so it will be online ability to, you know, distribute as well as physical DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
So the Amazons, the Netflix, the Walmarts.
Like super. Because, you know, Ron is right. Every American needs to see that. Aside from sports, every American needs to see that. So it's a very important film. So now the time flies on this show. Ron, can you stick around for another segment, or do you have an obligation? Or
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. My earphone's going in and out, so I didn't hear anything you said.
I just wonder if you, after the break, if you could stick around for a little bit longer.
Yeah, I can stick around.
Okay,
longer,
terrific. Because
sure.
I know we have a break coming up in a couple. So anyway, well, actually, we will have a break coming up right now. So stick around for more of It's Your Money Not There. We'll be right back after this.
Follow Glenn Beck tomorrow, 9 to noon.
I've made my choice. I know what side of the line I'm on. Anybody who wants to join, you join me on this side of the line, because I'm going down swinging. This administration and their thugs will put you out of business and crush you and your American dream for generations to come. And I have a right to say it. Talk radio is not going to be destroyed. My freedom of speech will not be impaired.
Glenn Beck, tomorrow, 9 to noon. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
Yeah. Whoa. Put the spring in your wallet at Casino Palma. Win up to $25,000 cash in our Spring Into Cash $150,000 giveaway. Every Sunday and Wednesday through April 25th, you can win thousands when you spin the wheel to see how much cash the Jack in the Boxes give you. Plus, get jumping with more winning when Pop goes the hot seat. 20 winners grab $150 in Palma Play and extra entries into our grand finale drawing. Sunday, April 29th, 12 lucky winners choose a Jack in the Box and crank open a huge prize. Up to $25,000 cash. Want more Pop? Join the club that pays to play. New Palm Club members get $20 in Palma Play. Only at Casino Palma, your casino. Highway 76, just 12 miles east of I-15. Must be 18 years or older. Visit CasinoPalma.com for more information.
You know the saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. This is one time it doesn't apply. If you are in the market for office furniture, you need to hear this. The office furniture division for Furniture Heaven is going out of business, and there is over $1 million in inventory that all must go. When it's gone, it's gone, so hurry in now. Here are some examples. Global ergonomic conference chairs, model 5331, with a list price of $480 for only $95. Executive desks in a variety of finishes with a list price of $850, starting at $195. You need to see this quality at these prices, and you will be blown away with the value. A Herman Miller AO2 modular unit with workstation, powered panels, one pedestal, and work surface with a list of $2,500 starting at $300. Hurry in to get the best deals on office furniture. It's all happening at Furniture Heaven, 6970 Miramar Road. That's Furniture Heaven, 6970 Miramar Road. Call 858-530-1133. 858-530-1133.
We know that times are tough and resources are stretched to the breaking point. If you or someone you know has a family member or friend in a skilled nursing or residential care facility, listen up. There's a way to save money. Oak Hill Residential Care provides full care that is often thousands less each month. They provide excellent care for all age-related illnesses, including dementia. As a nonprofit facility, Oak Hill Residential provides great care and the lowest cost possible. Call 760-743-8843 or visit their website at www.oakhillresidential.org. Also, did I mention that Oak Hill Residential never raises the cost? That's right. The rate you pay in the beginning will be the rate you pay until the end. This way, you can budget your cost from day one. Call Oak Hill Residential Care at 760-743-8843 or on the web at oakhillresidential.org and start saving money today. Remember, Oak Hill Residential, the nonprofit full care facility. 760-743-8843 or oakhillresidential.org.
Follow Glenn Beck tomorrow, 9 to noon. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Go Chargers, go. Hit 'em high, hit 'em low.
Back with more of It's Your Money Not Theirs, coming to you live from the DoubleTree Hotel in Mission Valley, right next to the Ultrastar Cinemas, where we had a terrific screening tonight. And Richard has to thank some sponsors.
I want to thank UBS, our major sponsor, who also was a sponsor of the La Jolla Half Marathon today. And also our other sponsors, Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited, Regents Bank with Dan Yates and Sean Puckett, the CPA firm of Polito Epic CPAs, Don Epic and Paul Polito. And last but not least, Rich Gaines with Family Legacy Legal. Thank you to all sponsors.
Outstanding. And then I promised Sam Get At You here at the DoubleTree by Hilton to mention the Mother's Day brunch. Mother's Day is coming up Sunday, May 13th. They've got a terrific menu set up here, and you should really check it out. For reservation, 619-819-DINE. Very simple, 819-DINE. So anyway, Richard, you had a question for Teresa.
Teresa, question for you. By the way, an amazing piece of work, but I also saw your first documentary, which I believe was called Thrive at 35, which was a piece on Title IX.
Mm-hmm. It's called License to Thrive.
License
Title
to Thrive, that's
35.
It.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and by the way, this is a topic for another time, but back in 1973, when the Battle of the Sexes was going on, my job was making scrapbooks for Bobby Riggs. But you seem to have common themes. You're discussing themes about people or groups or classes of people who made amazing accomplishments despite just terrible odds or the deck being stacked against them. In the case of the Title IX, obviously women and their participation in sports and so on. And then, of course, with this amazing piece of work, Third and Long, the history of the African-American football player from 46 to 89. Basically, to me, that was a very common theme between both documentaries.
I think what we've tried to do, or it's just worked out, is that we use sports as the prism that we tell some broader stories. So in the case of Third and Long, it was us talking about the civil rights movement and racial progress in the country, but using, you know, football as a way to tell that story. And in the case of License to Thrive, it was interesting because, much like Third and Long, you have a lot of people that don't understand the true history of the legislation and think that it originated as a sports law for women, when in fact it had nothing to do with sports. It really was just opening up educational opportunities for women. So you had situations where law schools would limit the number of women that could be in a class, or if you were married, you couldn't qualify for financial aid. So there were just all these types of things going on in education that where women weren't being able to reach their full potential. So we actually took the time to explore the history and found it to be a fascinating history that had nothing to do about sports, and then saw how ultimately, through certain things happening, it became all about sports.
Well, I like to tell a story. Ron probably knows it too. A Supreme Court Justice, Sandra Day O'Connor, graduated, I believe, number one in her class at Stanford Law. And when she went to practice, they were offering her jobs as a secretary. They wouldn't let her practice, so...
I felt bad about offering her that job. But I've come a long ways.
You've come a long way, baby.
Yes.
Hey, Ron, speaking of law now, you got into workers' comp for professional athletes who, so you've got 900 cases pending, you say, or...
At any one time, we probably have 900 cases pending.
And you work solo, or you have other...
No, I have three attorneys and maybe six paralegals.
Okay.
We're pretty significant in the field.
Yes, I understand you're very highly rated. And did you find that out, Richard, about...
Yeah, absolutely. So, Ron, question. Has the NFL not done a good job of taking care of their own? I mean, the incidence of injury is extremely high. I would imagine anybody who plays a long time... is going to come out with something that's going to cause them to have some issue later on in life, whether it's ambulatory or cognitive issues?
Well, workers' comp takes care of that. Workers' comp can provide the athlete with medical care for the rest of his life, his or her life, because we also represent former WNBA players. It can provide a life pension. It's really a lot of benefits. But beyond that, the NFL has its own programs that they've developed in about the last 5 years, become very sensitized to the needs of former players and their health problems. And they have some excellent programs right now. Roger Goodell is, in my opinion, is just one of the, I think he's the finest commissioner that football has ever had. He's been, I'm prejudiced because he's been very good about assisting us in getting improved pension benefits for retired players. He's been actually a leader in it. Without him, we never would have accomplished it.
And is it the focus now on head injuries for the NFL players? Because it seems like there's more and more claims originating from later in life, memory loss, or early onset of Alzheimer's and the like.
And it appears that you don't have to play football too long before you experience some level of brain damage.
And it's interesting because one of the people that we had wanted to interview was John Mackey.
The great tight end.
Right. And it was, again, because of some health concerns and truly a situation where he had actually been such a major force both on the field as well as with the players, you know, association, and just had reached a point where, he had certain health concerns. And so his widow and his wife has been at the forefront of trying to fight for some of this, for some of the older players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John was a terrific guy. We were very close because I'd formed what was called the Hall of Fame Players Association. John was on the board of directors, and I could see him slowly slipping away. I remember one night he called me up and he said, "Ron, this is the greatest news. I've just been willed $187 million of African art and a 5-bedroom penthouse in San Francisco. I just want you to know you can have access to it anytime you want." I mean, he was just starting to go. It was so sad because he's a very dynamic guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope they get
I know he finished his career with the Chargers, too.
Yeah. We're coming up on our break here in a few minutes, but I want to let everyone know it is Ron Mix Day in San Diego County, as declared by Mayor Jerry Sanders, April 29th, 2012. So
that's going to be the official holiday in my law office from now on.
Absolutely. Anyway, we have to take our break with news, sports, and weather. We'll be right back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs.
It's okay to be a follower when we're the leader. San Diego's talk radio leader. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Hi, it's Roger, and for years I've been telling you about how I and most of my family got clear vision restored by Dr. David Shanslin, an incredible pioneer in vision correction procedures. Now, Dr. Shanslin has moved to a new home. He's chosen Gordon Weiss Vision Institute as his new home in San Diego to provide the latest vision correction procedures. Dr. Michael Gordon and Dr. Jack Weiss have long pioneered new research and advanced surgical techniques in laser and cataract surgery. At a recent appointment where I got my contacts updated, Dr. Shanslin's team was showing me all of the incredible technology they have. The new Gordon Weiss Shanslin Vision Institute. They simply have the best doctors, the best technology, and the best service. So I've moved with Dr. Shanslin and his team, and I hope you do too. See the difference at the Gordon Weiss Shanslin Vision Institute. Get special reduced pricing on LASIK during the special Welcome Dr. Shanslin celebration. Call 800-NEW-VISION, 800-NEW-VISION, or go online at gordonweissvision.com.
Ted Hohen here from Hohen Motors. When people walk in our Mercedes-Benz dealership in Carlsbad, it feels a little like... And when they talk to a member of our sales team, the experience is kind of like... That's because at Hohen Motors, we treat you the way you're supposed to be treated. So come on into Hohen and see the all-new Mercedes-Benz C-Class. go on and take one for a test drive and enjoy all its... Yeah, there's a reason Hohen Motors won the 2011 Mercedes-Benz Best of the Best Dealer Recognition Award. So come on in and feel like a person again at Hohen Motors.
Visit our newly remodeled Mercedes-Benz dealership in Carlsbad. With new inventory in, now's the time to buy a new Mercedes-Benz. Hohen Motors. There's no place like Hohen. Special lease on the 2012 C250 sedan. 33-month lease payment at $369 per month. $4,029 due at signing, excluding title, taxes, registration, license fees, and insurance. No security deposit required. Offer ends April 30th.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of their biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of our powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-495-3921. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of our powerful language learning software, call 1-800-495-3921. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-495-3921. That's 1-800-495-3921.
We lead. You follow. They get out of the way. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Tragedy at the ocean's border. I'm 760's Rick Williams, and here are the stories we're following. Well, an accident during the Newport to Ensenada yacht race claimed the lives of four crew members aboard a 37-foot yacht out of Redondo Beach. The Coast Guard says it hit something overnight in the shipping lanes, and parts of the vessel have washed up near the Coronado Islands and Point Loma. Some 30 businesses in Old Town are without water service, possibly until midnight tonight. There was a water main rupture earlier today. It's being fixed right now on Marina Boulevard between Knoxville Street and West Marina. And the Mission Federal Art Walk ends its two-day run in Little Italy this evening. The 28th annual event is the largest fine arts festival in the county. Well, no matter the size of your digging project, remember to call 811 or use Dig Alert Express at digalert.org. Ensure the safety of you and your loved ones. Safe digging is no accident. In weather right now, it's a little cloudy out and 63 degrees at Lindbergh Field. And sports, the Padres lost two or three games this weekend against the Giants. Today it was 4-1. They host the Brewers Monday for a three-game homestand. Follow Roger Hedgecock weekdays from 3 till 6 on 760 KFMB.
Three children among the seven people killed when an SUV ran off an elevated highway and landed in New York's Bronx Zoo. Deputy EMS Chief Howard Sickles.
In 30 years, I've seen something like this once or twice. Everybody was taken back by it because everybody has a relative. Everybody knows a child. Everybody has a grandparent. And you can see the emotion on everybody. It's very upsetting.
The SUV plunged about 100 feet, landed in an unpopulated area of the zoo. Nobody on the ground was hurt. More leads came in today in the case of missing 6-year-old Isabel Salas. The Arizona girl has been missing for 9 days. Tucson Police Lieutenant Fabian Pacheco.
We would really love to have Isabel back at her parents and have this case resolved. And we are doing everything possible to that end.
It's feared the girl may have been taken to Mexico. The presidential race will change once again this Wednesday. That's when Newt Gingrich will drop out of the contest and endorse Mitt Romney. Brad Wheelis, ABC News.
So what do you do when you have a small problem in your relationship? The best bet is to handle that issue before it turns into a real hassle. Same thing goes for handling termites. Termites are the stealth bugs of the insect world. Hi, I'm Sue Fries, owner of Ecola. Did you know Ecola is the leading ecological solution for termite problems? Right now, termites are looking for a home, your home. Chances are, they've already moved in. Give them a little rain, a little sun, and they'll start swarming and nesting, turning your home into their feast. Ecola will get rid of them quickly and conveniently with the Ecola Green Advantage. Call us today for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS. Smart choices, simple solutions, problems solved. Mother approved. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about the Ecola Green Advantage warranty. 877-332-BUGS. $5.
No two pre-owned Mercedes-Benz are alike. Hello, Southern California. I'm Fletcher Jones, Jr. If you think a Mercedes-Benz is out of your reach, consider a platinum-certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. Most are pristine, low-mileage, one-owner vehicles refreshed to the highest factory standards. A well-maintained Mercedes-Benz can last forever, but you've got to start with the right vehicle in the first place. Fletcher Jones selects only one out of every three to go through our rigorous platinum certification process. In fact, some of our clients think they're better than new because we add an additional year up to 100,000 miles to the manufacturer's original warranty. We know you can buy a used Mercedes anywhere, but Fletcher Jones provides the highest standard certified pre-owned vehicles available, and you still get all the complimentary amenities afforded new car buyers, including free airport shuttle, car washes, and loaner cars. There's only two of us that will know you're not driving a brand new Mercedes-Benz, and we're not talking. Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit us at fjmercedes.com, or better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. Mercedes-Benz. Newport Beach.
Follow Sean Hannity.
If the government can't organize a two-car motorcade without a stop at a brothel, do we really want them in charge of health care?
Tomorrow, noon to 3. 760 KFMB.
We are back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs. Boy, that's these breaks are interesting, aren't they? Aren't they, Richard?
Well, we got to make sure people don't step on the cords, I guess.
Yes, exactly. You know, for the listeners who weren't here today, they should be aware of what Ron Mix did and why this was significant. And there was an All-Star game in 1965, scheduled for New Orleans, and the black players in New Orleans were being mistreated by, well, they were getting barred out of restaurants and bars and some experienced gunpoint, etc. And they decided they were going to boycott the AFL All-Star Game, which is their version of the Pro Bowl, 1965. And Ron Mix was on that team. I think he was on that team about nine times around right, Ron?
Yep. Yeah.
Ron went and met with the black players, and he decided to stand with them unless the game was moved, and it ultimately was moved to Houston. So that is why we are saluting Ron today. You know, issues like racism, it's about everybody of good conscience, no matter what your skin color is, to unite against this. You know, I forget what great philosopher or leader said, when good people stand by and do nothing, you know, that's
evil triumphs.
Evil. Right. You might want to move that mic up a little bit there, Ron.
Okay.
Anyway, so...
Teresa, question. You interviewed Abner Haynes, who was one of the protagonists. Can you tell us a little bit about your discussions with Abner Haynes and the 1965 All-Star event?
Abner is a very interesting interview, and we interviewed him in Dallas on what I swear was the hottest day of the year, and I, of course, was dressed in black since I was from New York, so I was practically melting into puddles during the entire thing, but it was just very interesting to hear his perspective on it, and we had interviewed Mr. Mix, and I wanted to have the juxtaposition mm-hmm. of what what Mr. Mix's perception of it was, and Abner Haynes are the black players, and the one person that we weren't able to get, who I know was instrumental in the event, was Cookie Gilchrist, because I believe that it actually took place in his room or whatever. But I think that what you saw in the film was that Mr. Haynes willingly acknowledges that it was not just the black players taking a stand, but their white colleagues taking a stand that really sent the message to everyone, mm-hmm. because you could have very easily had, you know, a fraction on the team. And I think also it speaks to Mr. Mix's character that he willingly admits that he went up there initially to kind of talk them out of it and say, boy, if you play, you'll cast a spotlight on this and you can really affect change, and was willing to listen to them when they said, no, we won't, and, you know, changed his position to realize really the bigger statement was made by moving the game.
Mm-hmm. And so one interesting trivia fact about Cookie Gilchrist, who was named to one of the two All-AFL teams, he was also a tremendous Canadian League football player who is the only man to refuse induction into the Canadian Hall of Fame because of racism and other issues that he experienced while in Canada, though I will make the point that I think the Canadian Football League was certainly ahead of the National Football League in terms of, for example, issues like black quarterbacks, black head coaches and the like, but that's a discussion for another day.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ron, your impressions of what happened in 1965, you were on the bus, you got off the bus because half the players were missing. You went to the hotel room, and who was in that room?
Well, it was actually a team meeting room, and all of the black players were there. And I'd never made an issue of it, by the way. It was only recently that Cokie Gilchrist and Abner Haynes brought out and said that I was the only white player to come join the meeting and throw in with them right away. I'd never said anything about it. So now I'm getting attention, but I don't feel I really deserve that much attention. I mean, frankly, it was just absolutely the right thing to do. It was everything that I was ever brought up to do, and there was simply nothing heroic about it at all.
Well, you know, I've been talking to Cecilia Peck, who is the daughter of the great actor Gregory Peck, and she said the same. Her dad was, you know, very progressive on social causes. He was on Nixon's enemies list, and she said, you know, he wouldn't have made a big deal out of all the things he did in terms of civil rights and his you know, positions. He just felt it was the right thing to do, and you know, it's another day at the office for someone like him. And I guess you're of the same philosophy, huh?
Well, yeah. I think I'd like to see the next big movement of a civil rights movement that started to embrace gay people in this society. It seems like they're the only group now that everybody feels it's all right to go after. You'd think that the black leadership would be at the forefront of advocating gay rights, just like Jews used to be on the forefront of advocating civil rights and people who have known discrimination. But frankly, I just see too many black leaders either silent or saying negative things about gays.
I think that's because of what we hear in churches, because they've condemned the lifestyle or you know, our LGBT community for years, so maybe they've got to get over that hurdle.
Ron, I certainly agree, though. I think also because 2012 is the 40th anniversary of Title IX, I think the women's equality issue still remains something where we can't put ourselves in a position where we give back what's been accomplished. When you look at what's going on in a multitude of states in this country where women's health issues are becoming political and moral issues and women are being asked to give back some of the things that have been accomplished, I think those are the two biggest challenges that the American society faces, in my opinion, the gay rights issues, as well as women not giving back that which has already been accomplished. Just my personal opinion, and I don't like to be political on this show, but I will be with that comment.
I agree with you.
And I think sometimes what happens is that people get so desensitized to things that they don't even watch what's happening. You know, it's almost like that example of if you put a frog into a, you know, a boiling thing of water, it jumps out. But if you just keep turning up the heat slowly, it, you know, it doesn't realize it. And I think sometimes, and this goes to the larger story, of Third and Long, is people taking things for granted and thinking that certain rights will always exist or that certain people will be afforded certain freedoms and not realizing that other people had to, you know, stand the line and bear the brunt of certain things in order for that progress to happen.
Absolutely, and most people don't know this, but with regard to the integration of the National Football League in 1946, as well as the integration of the Washington Redskins in 1962, governments had a lot to do with that. In 1946, the Rams were moving into a stadium that was built with funds that were provided by the city of Los Angeles, and Los Angeles had prohibitions against segregation. And so their comments to ownership was, if you don't segregate the football team, you're not going to play here. And that's a very similar story to what happened in 1962 when George Preston Marshall, and I'm amazed that Mr. Marshall was allowed in the National Football League Hall of Fame, because he was, in my opinion, the person who was mostly responsible for segregation from 1933 roughly to 1946.
And we're talking our nation's capital.
Correct. Same story. You had a stadium that was built with federal funds, yet you had a football team that was totally and completely 100% white.
And I think the other group, and we talk a little bit about it, is the role of the media, you know, because black journalists and white journalists played a role in both of those scenarios, calling it to the attention. And, you know, we sit and look at some of the media uses nowadays, and you're like, really, can't we use this for, you know, for bettering a cause as opposed to certain things that the media is used for? But both black and white journalists played a key role in helping move some of that progress forward.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of progress, Ron Mix was an innovator ahead of the curve when it came to weight training. Now, where did you get this idea, Ron? Was this something you studied yourself, or Who gave you the inspiration?
Well, at the time that I played football in high school and college, coaches would discourage anybody from lifting weights. They said that would tighten you up. But when I was originally went to USC, I was an end. Al Davis, by the way, was my position coach. And then my eyes went bad, and so I was switched to tackle. And I felt if I didn't gain 20 pounds at least, I wouldn't make the team, and so I felt I had nothing to lose, and so I turned to weightlifting. And oh my gosh, this is going to sound immodest, but I became so strong and so much better than anybody else. It was just shocking. There were three of us that lifted weights on the team, myself and Marlon and Mike McKeever. We all made All-American, and we really were, again, this sounds immodest, but we were so much better than anybody we played against. It was shocking.
Well, you played at 6'5 and 270, and it says in your Wikipedia you lifted at a military press of 300 pounds above your clean and jerk 325, bench press of 425. So I wouldn't have wanted to get in your way either.
Yeah, those were good. Those were good numbers then. Those were pre-steroid numbers.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Those are good numbers by today's standards, I would say. So, but and Teresa, you were a track star. Did you take that up in high school or?
I was an athlete, and again, I was a Title IX baby, so I reaped the benefits of being able to play any sport that I wanted. So I was played hockey. My brother, we used to build a hockey rink in our backyard, and, you know, I was the goalie, so not very smart on that part. you know, but tennis, basketball, volleyball, Little League.
You were number one in your class in high school.
I was, and so then ultimately when we were headed to college, you had to pick a sport and stick to it. So I ran year-round at Harvard, and it was an amazing experience for me, and got to compete internationally, and then realized that was not going to be my calling in life because I liked, you know, the Jack and Cokes and the dump
bars. What distance did you run? What distance were you?
I was a sprinter, so my motto was that the race had better be over in less than a minute, or I felt no need to run it. So I was better at the 200, but I also did long jump, triple jump, but sprinting, you know.
Wow, I guess I'm not the best athlete at this table.
Anyway,
I might be third best, Richard.
Yeah. But anyway, we've got to take a short break right now, and we'll be back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs.
Follow Roger Hedgecock tomorrow, 3 to 6.
What has gone wrong in this country that we now have a labor law on family farms? But illegals can show up and work in violation of the immigration law. But the kids can't. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to live in that country. And I don't want to move either, so this country's going to change. Back to common sense. I know where I'm voting in November.
Roger Hedgecock, tomorrow, 3 to 6. We lead the conversation. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
If you could pay only $3 a gallon for gas by installing a free gas pump at your home, would you do it? Well, Baker Electric Solar can't give you a magic gas pump, but we can let solar work its magic for you. There are no upfront installation costs. You just get a lower monthly payment for clean solar energy than you pay now to your utility company, and it never goes up. Baker Electric Solar will give you a cool new iPad plus a $100 gas card when you sign up by April 30th to install solar at your home. Baker Electric Solar is SunPower's Dealer of the Year, the planet's most powerful solar. With Baker Electric Solar and the amazing SunPower lease, for no money down on approved credit, you get the best installer, the most powerful solar panels, and a low monthly payment for solar that will never go up. Sign up now and get a new iPad plus a bonus $100 gas card, something we can all use. Call 877-5-GET-SOLAR to get a free estimate. That's 877-5-GET-SOLAR or click Baker ElectricSolar.com.
Warning. Orthopedic surgeons are seeing an increase in overuse injuries when young athletes perform the same repetitive stressful motions over and over. Pitching, tennis, weight training, even long swimming workouts can cause overuse trauma that may require surgery. If your kids play and train hard, visit orthoinfo.org or stopsportsinjuries.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Follow Sean Hannity tomorrow noon to 3. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
All right, we're back with the last stretch, the home stretch of It's Your Money, Not Theirs. Ron Nix has taken off, and in his place we have the voice of the Chargers, one of the most popular Chargers of all time. And I don't think he'll argue, give me an argument about that. He's on one of the on the all-time 50th anniversary team. And we welcome to the microphones Hank Bauer. Hank, how are you doing?
What's up, Joe, man? I've known you 30-some years, 30, right?
35, but who's
they
counting?
Said it never lasts this much.
So, yeah.
In fact, it's over after tonight.
It's over after tonight. Exactly. Hey.
You squeeze me in for a few minutes, I'm done.
Hank, question for you, since I know this is the last one I'm going to get
you,
in.
I don't know you, and I don't like you already. No,
this
I'm kidding.
This is the last comment I'm going to get in, I know, because I listened to you. By the way, thanks again to our major sponsor, UBS, who was also the major sponsor of the La Jolla Half Marathon. Now, UBS, if you guys could get rid of the Torrey Pines Hill next year, I'd greatly appreciate that. But be that as it may, Hank, what did you take away from this documentary? Because I know you haven't seen it before until tonight.
Wow. We've come a long way as a society in America in terms of, you know, just basic race relations and human respect. But we still got a long way to go, and I was shocked at some of the things I learned from what happened as late as the 60s in the NFL. So it's a great film. Teresa did an amazing job. I truly believe that every rookie that steps onto an NFL gridiron should be mandated to watch this and learn the history. Now most of these guys have the attention spans of your basic garden gnat. So I learned that when I coached in the NFL. So I think you'd probably have to break it down into a couple
bite-sized pieces, right? Yeah.
Well, but it was just shocking, some of the stuff you heard.
Well, you made a good point in the comments afterward about today players have, you know, Twitter, cell phones, all kinds
of social media,
and your criticism was what? That they really have to watch everything they
say? It's a different world we live in. I mean, it's the information age. I mean, kids today are under so much more pressure than we were ever under. Life was simpler. We were simpler. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it's better or worse. I'm glad that I played when I played. You know, I enjoyed making $20,000 for a season. Not really.
Hey, Ron played for $12,000.
And we were both overpaid. Yeah. You know, no, I'm telling you, man, it's such a privilege to play in the National Football League. It is. It's a privilege to play. And I think that, you know, we were never playing. We were playing for the love of the game, the love of competition. One of the things that came out of our discussion after the film was, you know, that's one of the great things about sports and being a part of a team is that you don't worry. You don't think about social structure. You don't think about ethnicity. You think about
winning
and being part of an effort to win, to being part of a team. I never saw race. You know, they say sports is a microcosm of life. I'm not so sure. I think it's worse out there in the real world.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I never looked at my black teammates that they were black. I didn't see color.
Yeah.
You know, I saw guys who were going to play hard, not play hard.
And you ask,
have my back,
you,
not have my
you
back.
You ask any retired player, what do they miss most about playing? What
it's
are they
the guys.
Camaraderie, right?
Yeah,
they
it's miss. The guys. And you know, the other thing that Teresa did such a great job is, you know, constant referral to the Rooneys in Pittsburgh. To L. Davis in Oakland, the successful franchise, even in an era of social unrest and bigotry, those guys got it before everybody else did, that they saw that the important thing was the objective at the end of the game. The end game was winning and finding the best players, regardless of where they came from, what the color of their skin was, and all that other stuff. And they were ahead of their time.
I think the other thing on that is that so much of it was understated, because we had a great interview with Ambassador Rooney, and, you know, it wasn't like they were doing this and then out there publicly talking about it. It was just a part of their DNA. And he gave a perfect example of there was some black player that, you know, was trying to make their team, and someone was trying to bring up the fact that he didn't have the proper sports code or something like that. And so one of the Rooney family members took off his jacket and gave it to this guy and said, okay, what's your next problem with him? You know, because it was like, that's the most ridiculous thing. And they were there to step up and say, let's cut the BS.
Right.
You know, we want the people that make sense for
best,
us.
And these guys got it where it should be, what life should be in America. They got it back in the maybe the worst times for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And certainly in the biggest time of change in terms of, hey, they got it right. The best person for the job. Well, we want to win.
Let's give the Chargers their due, Hank. I mean, Paul Lowe was the, you know, they got him out of the mailroom. He scored the first touchdown in Chargers history and went on to have a terrific career.
Well, that's, and they did. And that Teresa was great about that. Yeah. Sid Gilman, Al Davis, Bill Walsh, all featured, all guys that were proponents of this thought before their time, and guys that were all Charger coaches.
But I think what's also key on it is that people need to realize that those people then go to a different location and continue to
right.
spread that philosophy.
Right, so they change culture.
So then, you
right.
know, Chuck Knoll is the person that gives Tony Dungy the opportunity to be
coach,
a
Chuck
defensive,
Knoll.
You know, coordinator at a very young age. And then Tony Dungy takes it and brings in a whole slew of African-American coaches under him when he goes to Tampa. So
it, you know
spreads.
What? It's sad. It's sad that we ever have to talk about race, gender, social class. Best person for the job. It's the way it should be. All about winning, putting together the best team to win. And we're not there yet. As a society, Teresa, would you agree? We're not there yet. Made tremendous strides. We're not there yet.
We're not there yet, but I think part of what our goal was on this was to understand the people, like, and that's why I think, you know, Mr. Wooten's phrase of, we drink from wells we did not
love
dig.
That line.
So it's like, understand who did what before you so that you can be here, and then you have a responsibility to dig that well for the next group that's coming after you.
Right on. Great job. Really enjoyed it. You guys, nice job putting this on. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
I feel very, very blessed to be on this earth and to have been a San Diego Charger. I'm a Charger for life.
You are. I mean, this guy played here. He
win, lose,
here.
Draw. If I'm not working this year, still being a major loyal to the Chargers. I love this
no,
team.
No, you're working this year. Now you're signed for the. Oh, not. We
not
don't
yet.
Know. Okay.
We don't know yet.
Well, we'll put some heat on it, Teresa. Teresa, we got another movie to make here.
Okay.
We got to get.
We've agreed in principle.
We do.
Thanks for having me, guys. Teresa, great
thanks
job.
Thanks for coming
Thank
on.
You.
Very much
Thank
appreciate
you.
All your
thanks,
help.
We're coming your way. We're gonna dazzle you with our play. The time has come. You know we're shooting for number one. With thunderbolts and lightning, we'll light up the sky. We'll give it all we've got and more with a supercharged.
Over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being, because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-400-4461 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa in a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind. Participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa, and now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-400-4461. That's 1-800-400-4461.
We follow the story, then we lead the conversation.
People want to politicize this in an election year. But my God, do we have to fight about everything?
Follow the leader. 760 KFM.